Hi, I'm David Malapo from the ICANN Foundation. I want to share with you 10 things to improve your relationship. I've been married now for more than 24 years. I realize that I need to improve my relationship with my wife. I'm a father of teenagers. I can improve that relationship with my child. So I want to challenge you and encourage you on 10 things to improve. There are things in your life that you can improve your relationship. Number one, always make time to talk about how your day went. Even 10 or 15 minutes spent in conversation can help the two of you stay in touch and feel closer. Number two, understand that there is such a thing as a good argument. My wife and I call it an intense time of fellowship. We do have fellowship, but it's intense because we have learned the second thing to improve our relationship is this, that we understand that there is such a thing as a good argument. As long as honest feelings were expressed and eventually understood, and as long as there was some conclusion where both partners believed that something was accomplished, then you had a successful argument. Extremely abusive language, sustained hostility, or open threats are not part of a good argument. The third thing to improve your relationship, don't forget to maintain the little courtesies, such as saying please and thank you, and generally showing respect and recognition for everyday things. Number four, never rely on your partner or anyone else to make you happy. Only you can do that. Some of you who are single, don't ever think that marriage will bring you happiness. If you're not happy by yourself, if you're not happy being yourself, never think that marriage will bring you happiness. Even when you are married, never rely on your partner or anyone else to make you happy. Only you, sir, only you, ma'am, can do that. Number five, do not assume that your partner will automatically know what your feelings, needs, wants, and preferences are, or what mood you are in. Communicate with them. Talk to them. They cannot catch these things through osmosis. Number six, in a healthy relationship, both partners are always growing and improving. Healthy relationships should bring out the best in us. They should inspire, motivate, and enhance our creativity and well-being. Number seven, learn how to accept the natural ups and downs of a relationship. Nothing and no one is perfect. Love will always be accompanied by a certain amount of hurt, tension, frustration, misunderstanding, and yes, unfortunately, some time of jealousy. But learn that it is part of the natural ups and downs of any relationship. Number eight, recognize some of the differences between males and females. Brothers, men, realize this, guys, that women enjoy conversation. They enjoy communicating in groups, and they enjoy expressing details verbally. Sisters, women, please understand this, that men enjoy variety, and men also respond well to good-natured challenges. And make sure you place a high value on their personal space and privacy. Men need their personal space and men need their privacy. If you recognize that there are differences between males and females, folks, we will improve on those relationships. Number nine, every relationship can benefit from a periodic change of pace. Try a new restaurant. Take a trip to a nearby location, chosen at random. Experiment with things. Learn how to be playful. Be unpredictable. Be creative. Remember, creativity will keep a relationship fresh. Finally, the 10th way on improving your relationship is this. Give yourself reinforcement after you have successfully tried one of the techniques to improve your relationship. Even if the outcome was not exactly what you wanted, it is very important to be self-rewarding. In other words, out of these 10, which ones can you improve? Which ones did you improve? Pat yourself on the shoulder and continue to grow. Because if you are not growing, you are dying. I know that you can improve your relationship because you can do all things through Jesus Christ, who will give you the strength.